Oh, that's right. It's the Blues Cruise and Festival of Discovery coming up not very long away. July 12th will be here before you know it. And today, my very, very special guest, Laura Hudson, on the left-hand side of the rink here today. She is uptown manager, and she is in charge of a whole lot of this. And I scored another new one here today with me this afternoon, Julie Wilk.
Woo.
Uptown Greenwood's assistant city manager. How you been doing, Julie?
Great. How about you?
Good. I like your short hair.
Thank you. It's new. It's funky.
Yes. Gives you a new attitude, doesn't it?
Same attitude. Shorter hair.
Any more attitude.
All right. Well, listen, we are excited. You know, we've been talking about this for months. We've seen things coming out in the newspaper, and it is almost here. Laura, how is it going as far as being under control?
It is under control. I've said this before. When I came to work for the city, the newspaper said it. It's a well-oiled machine. We have this down to a science. We feel like it works. We get the teams in, we get the people in. It's a well-oiled machine. We have a good plan in place. Everybody knows their responsibility. So it's going great. We're ready.
You're ready. Well, that is good to hear. Now, of course, you know, it is hard to live up to being the best festival in South Carolina, though, isn't it?
Yes, that was a great award that we were very proud and humbled to get this year at the South Carolina Festivals and Events Association in January. So that was exciting. We're up against some really big competition.
That's right. So, Julie, now, what part are you playing in getting all this prepared to go? What is your role in this?
Well, I just keep everyone organized all day long. Several years ago, we kind of picked it apart a little bit, and each person on our team got a role, and so I said, well, I'll take the teams, and so I spend a good bit of my time communicating with our barbecue and our cook teams, and so we are 92 teams strong this year, and I know every one of them is excited. Because I've heard from at least half of them this week.
Well, that is great. Now, when you started working with the festival, how many teams did we have? I mean, we've grown a lot.
Yeah, when I came in on board, my first festival was 2010. We were already pretty strong. However, since we started closing Main Street and working with the DOT on that, we have really been able to expand our footprint. So I think 95 is probably about the maximum we can go, but I'll tell you that we wouldn't have any trouble reaching that goal. Our spots fill up very fast, which says a lot about our event.
Absolutely. And, you know, to be able to close off Main Street is a little bit of an inconvenience for those that are uptown, but the advantages far outweigh it.
Well, it gives you this park festival-like atmosphere where people can walk without fear of being hit by a car, which I think is relatively important. And I'll tell you, the first year, I got some angry words shouted at me, but I think for the most part, our local citizens, they recognize the importance of this festival to our community, and they just go with the flow.
Right. So it really will be nice. Now, when exactly will you be closing it off?
Thursday, July 12th at 6 o'clock, the road will close from Court Avenue to Seaboard Avenue. And obviously, there's some side streets that go along with that. And we will try our very best to have it open by Sunday at noon so that when you get out of church, you can come right down Main Street.
You know, that is one of the things that I think is totally amazing is after a huge festival like that, the cleanup. How clean everything is and how involved everybody is in getting it cleaned up and put back in its place. That's pretty awesome.
I don't think you'll ever find a better team of people to work with than our city staff. I really don't. I've never worked with a better group of people.
I agree. I think the one of the reasons for that is that we stay on top of that. Every morning, our staff during the event, we don't just go out there at the end and clean up. You see our city staff out there at 6 a.m. each morning of that festival, and they are picking up trash, and they are emptying trash. And, again, it's a team effort, and those guys work harder than any of us, we feel like. And we love, well, maybe not Julie, but they do a great job. And so we're on top of it the whole time. And that's important. So
right. And
we wouldn't be able to do it without them.
That's right. And during the event, if you're there eating, you're going to see them picking up, emptying trash cans. Yeah. It really is an awesome, awesome thing. And, you know, I've even seen Charlie Barano out there doing what needs to be done. One night I wanted to talk to him. I was doing the cruise up there. And he goes, Ann, I'm hauling ice. I can't talk right now.
He's one of a kind.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, Laura, what's going on with the Kids Cube now? We've got a big event. This is a brand new event. What's going to be happening there?
Yeah, so we are adding a kids competition this year. Kids only, ages 6 to 15, and it's basically a barbecue competition for kids. They will be given 2 pounds of certified Angus beef and some Carolina Pride bacon. They will receive a grill, a Weber. I'm not sure if it's a Weber, but it's a charcoal grill that they will get to keep. And they can cook whatever they want. They can bring whatever spices they want, whatever additional food they want to add with it, ingredients. And they will have an hour and a half to cook that. And they will turn it in just like our barbecue competition teams do. It will be judged by some KCBS judges just like the team. So it's going to be exciting. We're real excited. We have a few spaces still available, so we encourage everybody to sign up quickly.
Now, how do they go about signing up if we have somebody listening there? Maybe you've even got some grandparents that are going to expect some kids coming into town or something.
Yeah, they can visit our website, festivaldiscovery.com, and click on the left-hand side. There's a Kids Q page, and the application is there. They can fill it out, email it in, bring it in.
Okay.
And mail it in, however they'd like to get it.
And is there a number where they could call if somebody wanted to talk to somebody?
Absolutely. They can call me at 864-942-8448.
8448. Well, this is a big first, and who knows how big that's going to get.
Really excited. I know I have a 9-year-old, and she loves helping me cook anything that I will let her. And so it's exciting to let them kind of see for themselves how they stack up against kids their own age. I think it's a way to cultivate the next generation of pit masters that are going to keep this festival going strong. So it's exciting times.
Plus, the winner will have 2 age categories, and they will each win $200 cash and a pretty cool trophy. So
$200 cash. And how old do you have to be for this?
And you're at the age limit.
I'm short. Come on.
6 to 15,
but you're going to have 2 categories.
Yes.
6 to 10.
6 to 10.
11 to 15. And siblings can compete together.
Okay, so it can be a group.
It can be
group.
A team of 2.
They just
team
have to split the price, the winnings if they win. That's up. That's between the brothers or the sisters.
Well, what about now? Do they need to have adult supervision, or how does this work?
Yeah, we require that they do have an adult with them. They are really going to be doing all of the cooking, but there are sometimes, especially with the younger age group, where there may be some safety issues with cutting or lighting the grill, things that the parent doesn't feel comfortable allowing them to do by themselves. We allow that. But they're basically doing it themselves. Julie and I visited with some other staff, another competition, and we watched. And those kids really are doing it all by themselves. There's some pretty cool looking food. We were sad we didn't get to judge it and taste it.
Now, what about, are they going to have a little how you have to do this and everything, a little training here before it starts?
No, but we will have a meeting about 30 minutes before the actual competition starts with one of our KCBS reps. He will come and kind of give them the down and dirty and give them a few tips and what they can and can't do and answer any questions that they have. So they will have a little direction in the beginning.
Okay. All right. And let's see, they get some swag, don't they, too?
Yeah, they get to keep a 14-inch tabletop grill. There'll be aprons. There'll be some, you know, kitchen utensils that Cisco's donating for them to take home. So we have some really great partners in this new addition to our event. It's all taking place at the Uptown Market on Friday evening. So it's really an opportunity for an audience, too, to cook in front of an audience. Yeah. So I'm really excited about it.
Now, will there also be music down there at the same time when this is going on?
Yeah, that's something new this year also. We in the past, we've never had a local stage or a local band play. And so this year we're adding a local stage at the Mine and Saturday evenings from 6 to 9. We're working with Ashby Stokes, who we do a lot of our music with, and he's working on some blues music. It'll still be blues music because we are a traditional blues festival.
Correct.
But Ashby's going to have a lot of the local guys jamming with him and a couple other guys and playing blues on Friday and on Saturday.
So you'll be able to watch the kids cook as a competition, and you'll be able to listen to music. And, of course, that's right across from Mill House there. I presume, let's see, Mill House has will have blues groups coming in through there, too.
They will, and as well as the kids' zones right there, the kids' rides. So it'll be lots of activities. The splash pad will be on until 7 p.m., so...
There's a lot going on down there.
There's a lot going on down there.
And the road is blocked off?
No, Maxwell Avenue is open.
Maxwell is open.
Well, it has to be open because otherwise we're closing off so much parking. I don't think people would be upset. Yeah. So well, the road is open, folks. Watch where you're walking.
Watch for small children.
Now, that brings me to another question. What about the parking there, Julie? Do we have enough parking for all the people that are coming in?
We certainly do. We have a lot of parking, and there will be signs up designating where you can go. You can park behind the Arts Center. You can park down in Hampton Plaza. You can park in the city's parking lot. You know, the one that normally has the gates on Monument Street. We'll open those up. You can park there. You can park at City Hall. There is plenty of parking. If you have your eyes open, you'll see it.
Sure. So there's lots of good parking. One of my suggestions is get somebody to drop you off.
Yeah.
And, you know, then have, like, your kids, if they don't want to come, just get them to drop you off and then come back and pick you up. I like that idea, too. Yeah.
And if you have something you just desperately need to pick up from downtown, please don't move the barricades and just drive on in. That's frowned upon.
Okay. Please do not move barricades. That stands repeating several times.
Yes, as it happened. Oh, okay. All right. Do not move the barricades, folks. Well, this is what's coming up. It is a great time to invite all the family and friends that you should have invited a long time ago to come spend the weekend at your house, because what will you end up doing? Spending it all down there at the Blues Cruise and Festival of Discovery. So it's a great time to invite people, have them come in for the weekend. Now, has anybody seen any type of weather report? Is it going to be extra hot?
Our city manager always looks way out, but I don't think we're not there yet. We're 16 days out, so we got to wait a little bit. But we're calling up 80 degrees and
overcast.
Yeah, overcast. It's going to be pleasant.
Pleasant.
It's going to be so nice. Pleasant. No rain.
People always ask, though, why do we have it in the middle of July right after the 4th? Why? Why?
We like the heat. We don't understand why nobody else
does. I explain it to people like NASCAR, and I'm not a follower of NASCAR, but I do understand that, you know, each race has its own weekend, right? And it's like a points race. And if you move off of that weekend, you might lose your following. Now, our event has a pretty heavy following, but the KCBS has designated this weekend for us, and it's way for 18. Used to it. They love it. We know it's hot. It's July, South Carolina. It's part of our mountain sweat. I usually lose at least 5 pounds every time we have this festival. So there's some pop.
Looking forward to a weight loss program while we're eating all this barbecue.
You're
How
welcome.
Does that work?
You're
yeah.
Welcome.
All right. Well, I tell you what, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be back. Don't you go away. The antique vintager has arrived in Greenwood. He's been in Greenwood, but he's been incognito. Now unveiled for the very first time, the antique vintager, our one and only Jeff Eller, is debuting on the national stage with his podcast. Shouldn't you be one of the first to come in and see him and see what you have with What's It Worth? Can you sell it? Do you want to sell it? And should you sell it? Only the antique vintager can tell you such things. So come and see us at 637 Durst Avenue East. Call first for your appointment. 864-229-6613. The antique vintager, Jeff Eller, is in the building. Oh, that's right. We're back. We've got pumped up Laura Hudson. right here in the left-hand corner. And the unstoppable Julie Wilkie on the other side here, ready to rumble right here this afternoon. We're talking about the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. And, you know, one of the things that was tried last year was the People's Choice with digital. And Laura, people were not happy.
No, they weren't. I think our folks, the community, they thought it was fun, but it didn't work the way we wanted it to. The intent was people that were at the event would text,
right?
But people get real competitive, and they were watching it online because you could see it as it was on their website. So they were calling their buddies up and, you know, Florida going, hey, you got 20 buddies, tell them to go vote for me. So it didn't go as well as we thought it would. So this year for the People's Choice, all the teams will be very happy. We are going back to voting with a ticket, and they will weigh the tickets. It just seems to be a little more fair, and it works for our event. Didn't work the text editing. So we are going back to the ticket voting, and People's Choice is Saturday, the 14th from 10:30 a.m. Tickets will go on sale. It lasts until 4. A lot of times the teams do sell out before 4 o'clock. So until they're out, but about 10:30, you can start buying those tickets. $5 for a book of tickets and one vote ticket. Usually 5 fills you up. If you got a bigger appetite, you may want to get 2. But you have to get that $5 book of tickets to have one vote ticket.
Well, it really is such a fun, and I think the teams really enjoy it because they're always giving you, you know, a little extra and this type of thing, and you can really eat very well for $5.
Yeah,
you can. Yeah. And you may get hash, you may get ribs, you may get pulled pork. You just don't ever know what they're going to offer as their sample, so it is a great way. And a lot of the teams cook barbecue different. Their sauces are different, so it's a good way to taste a lot of different types of barbecue.
Absolutely. Right. So make sure that you are there for that, so you get $5 worth of tickets. They're $1 a ticket. Is that right? $1 for each,
yes,
each one?
Yes. Yes. And okay, there's 31 teams, so you really get to taste a lot. Have a lot to choose from.
Well, therefore, one book won't do it.
Well, not if, you're gonna taste, if you taste 31 samples, we wanted that video.
Wow, yeah.
Well, speaking of that, now there's also the hot dog eating contest, isn't there?
Oh, good, yes, times. Yeah. That's where Mr. Barino shines. Eat.
And screams.
Yeah, he's great at that. That's 12 o'clock on Saturday at the main stage. So that is probably, aside from the team awards on Saturday, that is the most highly attended event at the whole festival. It is the hot dog eating contest.
Wow. There's not a seat underneath that main tent. People are standing up around.
You know,
we're
always right in the middle of team turn in, and so we never get to watch it. But
we hear it,
right? And it just seems so exciting. Yeah,
I don't know. I think it's gross. Personally, I love it, and I love the people that come and do it. But I don't think I want to watch it
now. Every year, let's see, they have 2 or 3 that always come back every year. Don't we?
Yeah, we've got lots that come back. They usually start coming in right about this time. So, well, we've seen 3 or 4 this week. Lots of locals try it every year. But we've got some that come that every year they want to gain that title back, make sure they don't lose it.
Yeah. It's only for South Carolina residents, though. We had some situations where professional eaters were coming in and trying to, like, take down our locals. And so we said, you know, you got to live here, okay? Just you got to live here. And so it's only for South Carolina South Carolina residents. You have to show your driver's license. And we partner with Skins Hot Dogs on that. They donate all the hot dogs, and it's an exciting time in Uptown Greenwood, I'm telling you. I would like to enter a pasta eating contest myself, but they don't have that.
I
would like ice cream.
Ice cream,
yeah.
You need to have a kids eating contest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think my kid would make it very far.
I got one that would probably want to try. That's if it was ribs.
All right. Well, listen, we've got a lot more to talk about. We're going to be talking a little bit about the Blues Cruise. We're going to talk about the arts and crafts, who's going to be here. We've got the more on the vending team. So we've got a lot more to talk about. But right now it is time for South Carolina Radio News. Stay here. We'll be back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
Nuba Cafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. It's an exciting time here as we have Laura Hudson and Julie Wilkie in the same building right here at the WCRS studio, 637 Durst Avenue East. I do want to remind everybody this afternoon at 6 o'clock, Uptown Greenwood at the Veterans Center, the 246 Army Band with South Carolina National Guard is going to be playing. That really is going to be a treat. They're going to play from 6 to 8. They go and do a free concert tour around the state. They'll actually be performing on July 4th at the Peace Center. So this is huge that they're right here in Greenwood. Hope it's free. Come on up and get in the spirit. I'm going to be there with my red, white, and blue this afternoon. So come on up. So we're talking the Blues Cruise that comes up the week after the 4th. I am so glad it's not on the in the 4th. Last year was tough with the 4th of July and then falling right into that.
Yeah, it's always the second Saturday. So sometimes we do get a little closer to the 4th than we like as well. So next couple of years, we look pretty good.
Laura, now, what is happening with the the vending teams are coming in. Julie, I guess you probably should speak to that. They're coming in. When can you start buying barbecue and who's going to be here?
Well, we have 16 barbecue food vendors that are coming in. They'll come in on Wednesday. We go ahead and block off their spaces because we know they have a lot to prepare for. So by Thursday at lunchtime, they'll be ready to serve barbecue, and they'll go all the way up until they run out on Saturday night. I think they've learned over the years they better stock up because Greenwood folks love some barbecue.
Yes, they do, and lots of it.
That's right. And they'll be lining. They'll be in the same place they've always been, which is in the Fountain parking lot, all the way down to Thayer's. So 16 vendors lined up for your choosing.
So, and a lot of them are the same vendors. They come back every year.
We have a lot of repeat food vendors, but we also have some new ones this year. So, I haven't found one that didn't do a good job. I mean, they call us a lot and say, how much food should we prepare? And I say, I think you need to call one of the other longtime vendors and let them tell you, because I can begin to imagine how much food.
I can remember when they used to run out on Saturday afternoon and there was a whole more hours of the barbecue fest to go on.
I don't think that happens much anymore. They know better. You know, I think you get a little gun shy, like, oh, what if it rains? But don't worry, because it rained 3 days last year and everybody comes back when the rain goes away. So
that's true. And not only that, do you have the barbecue, but we have ice cream and things on a stick, all this different kind of stuff, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. This year we have a lot of the same food vendors we had last year, but we also have a couple of new guys that are coming. Everything, like you said, I like to call it fried food on stick. Who doesn't like that?
Right.
Ice cream, funnel cakes, roasted corn, you name it, we've got it. We have food vendors up in the Fountain parking lot behind the vending teams, as well as this year we have some extra food vendors down in the market with the kids zone as well. So there's stuff down there as well.
So you don't have to go hiking all the way to the fountain to get some food. Although that is where the main stage is. So
that
you'll want to spend some time there at the main stage.
Exactly. But if the kids want to go ride for a couple of hours or a couple of minutes, depending on how long the parents will give them, you can always get yummy food and tasty treats down there as well.
Now, speaking of that, when will the rides be set up and everything for the kids?
They will be set up 5 o'clock on Friday, and they will go 5 till 10 on Friday and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday.
Okay. All right. So we're going to have plenty of rides, plenty of fun, and of course, people are going to be here from all over. Now, I know one of the fun things is always figuring out how far somebody came away from.
That's right, yeah. So the furthest team we have this year is from Texas, and his name is escaping me right this moment. But they came in kind of at the last minute, and I'm really excited. We have not had a team from Texas in probably about 5 years. And we have several new teams this year, and one of them, I actually was texting our folks last night about this team who, this Old Colony Smokehouse is their name. They're from North Carolina, and their head cook is going to be on Chopped right after our event. So
how about that?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Now, he's not doing People's Choice or vending, so you can't taste his stuff unless you go knock on his rig and say, say, hey, let me get some of that pulled pork. He might accommodate. I don't know. But
now, in the past, we've had different chefs and whatnot coming into the area to record, do videos, this type of thing. You got anything like that going on for this year?
We don't have any of the Food Network things, I think that's what you're referring to. But what we do have this year, which is exciting, is we are one of the 20 stops for the Great American Cookout, which is part of the Kansas City Barbecue Society. They're stopping in places like Washington, D.C., Nevada, and right here in Greenwood. So that's really exciting.
Washington, D.C., and Nevada, and Greenwood, South Carolina.
Yeah.
They've
been to New York City.
They have.
They go to some of the biggest and best barbecue competitions around.
We could use the Johnny Cash song, I've been everywhere, man.
Exactly.
You can use that just to pump it up.
Yeah,
he's coming in on Thursday, and we'll be parked right in front of Howard's on Main, and they'll be giving out food samples and some swag all weekend.
Demos, yeah. Cooking demos. He'll have some grills set up behind him, headset just like you've got on here, Ann. I call that the Britney Spears look.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're really pulling it off, too.
Thanks. Y'all should
see
it. Okay. But he'll be giving away lots of free samples and coupons and fun stuff and doing some demos. So make sure you stop by and see them.
And I will say we do have Barbecue TV is coming, and they're going to be doing kind of a profile, but, you know, it's not accessible on the Food Network, but it is a coverage of our event that will be available. So we have a lot going on this year that's kind of new. We always try to one up ourselves. I don't know why we do that, but
well, you know, winning the number one festival might have given you even a teensy bit more exposure.
Yeah, gals. Well, we hope we have a bunch more people. I don't know where they'll go, but we sure will find a place for them.
Well, that's right, and of course, I mean, you know, this year we do have one new hotel, and of course, I'm sure the city is going to be overflowing at the gills here, so people need to make, if they need reservations, better check it out.
We have the South Carolina Bankers Association is in town that weekend, so that's bankers from all across the state. We have the probate judges conference. We have the
South Carolina Lawyers Group or
something. Yeah, yes. It may not be the probate judges. It's the defense. Yeah. Rottweiss brings them in, and then we have the Barbecue Festival and Blues Cruise. So, yep, I think if you want a room, now would be the time.
That's right. So how do you actually keep up with numbers, Julie? I mean, how do you count how many people actually end up here at the festival?
Well, there's no real science to it.
you stand on the top of the square and go, yeah. What?
You know, I have been looking for an app where you could take a picture of a crowd and it would estimate how many people are there, but I haven't found one that is really. So someone out there who's listening should create an app.
Yes.
I would pay at least $5 for it.
you are all in, Julie.
Yeah, I'm all in. $5.
I may pay a little more.
You know, we set up our information booth and we do giveaways, and so you have to come by the information tent in order to register for that. So they gather a lot of data, where people are from, and really, Ann, it's just a guess, but we estimate anywhere probably 30,000 people roll through Greenwood for the barbecue festival. And those may be repeat people that come every day. A lot of it has to do with how many, you know, bracelets we sell for alcoholic beverages. I'm sorry, I know some people don't like that. And how many people register for the giveaways, how many people do taste people's choice. So there's a lot of factors that weigh in.
Yeah. So if you are looking for a great time, this is the place to be. The 12th through the 14th, do not leave town weekend. Do not leave town.
Do not.
Yes.
Do not.
There you go. All right. Let's hear a quick word. We'll be back and we'll be wrapping it up, headed towards 5 o'clock right here on WCRS. I'm Ann Eller, and I love the advertising success of radio so much, I bought the station, WCRS. Radio is the most responsive medium ever when it comes to selling services and products. Want to run a sale? Have a great idea? Need to promote? Need to do it fast? Radio can get your message out there fast. Newspaper, TV, just can't react as fast as radio. No need for a production team, graphics, etc. With our speed, your message is out there fast. Affordable? Absolutely yes. Qualified buyers listening? Absolutely yes. Let me show you how you can turbocharge your business. After all, you're listening, and I'm Ann Eller. I bought WCRS. the voice of Greenwood for 76 years. Call me today, 864-229-7984. Just do it. Well, we got a lot of conversation going on. If only you could have been here, but you weren't. We are talking about the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. And Julie, you were just saying how all the teams love coming here. And in fact, some of the teams like to travel without their kids. So they get a weekend of fun. And with the Blues Cruise, they just enjoy cooking and having a good time.
Well, you know, we hear a lot of feedback from the teams about how, you know, we have such great hospitality here from the top all the way to the bottom. I've never heard them say one negative thing about Greenwood. They love it here. And it shows in the fact that our contest sells out so quickly. And new teams always say to me, gosh, you don't have any spots? And I say, no, sir. We didn't have any spots like months and months ago. And, you know, they come back and visit and they shop and they all have their favorites, you know, whether it's the Mill House or Sweet Teas, you know, and they come back throughout the year. They'll shoot us a little text and say, hey, I ate at the Mill House today, or I came and got some things monogrammed at Sweet Teas, or, you know, I went by and stayed out in on the square. So it's really a family, and Greenwood's a part of that family.
Well, I think it's terrific, and that is always what you hear about Greenwood is our hospitality.
That's right.
And it certainly shows. And, you know, to talk about that, here we have an event where what's the payout for this event and everything? It's good, but there are some that are huge, and still people choose our event over others. Laura?
Yeah, our total prize package is $25,000. Our winner takes home $3,000. And then it goes down from there. But yeah, we have 93 teams, so sometimes we could have more than that. But they really appreciate so much what we do for them when they come. We give them really nice cool gifts, and they walk away with them, and we just make it a special time for them. This year we're really doing a cool award. We partnered with the Pathway House, and so the awards this year are actually pigs cutting boards, but they're the awards. So it's something different and something new. And they just really love it, and we love them.
Well, that's true. And, you know, I think another thing that makes it so nice, so many of the events, the barbecue events, you don't have water coming right to your facility you're at.
We have
electricity, all these amenities, we should call them. Yes.
We hear a lot of positive feedback about that. Like, wow, they'll say, I have power and water right at my spot. I don't have to run a 100-foot cord. I'm like, no, we got it right here for you. And CPW was a great partner with us on that. And we did that. We did that a couple years ago, put in permanent power and water so that we didn't have all that stuff running on the top of the ground, because we don't want anyone to trip and fall.
Yeah. So I think from that standpoint, that makes it so good. Okay. Arts and crafts. What's happening with that?
Sure. So arts and crafts, we made a little bit of a change this year. Just trying to make that event as positive for people coming to the festival and for the arts and crafts vendors themselves. So we will be from 10 to 10 on Saturday only at the Uptown Market. And we got everything from soaps to monogram decor, jewelry, dog treats, popcorn. We have children's clothes and even flutes.
Flutes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. If you want a flute, you can come and buy them. He makes them by hand.
Handmade flutes.
Dog treats, if I didn't say that already.
Yeah. The flute guy was here during the Festival of Flowers, and people were dying for him to come back. So yeah. I did see the flutes when I was...
They're very nice.
They cool. are.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, that makes another reason that you're going to want to be there. And the nice thing about it is you can go every day, and just about something's different every day. Now, the festival officially goes through Saturday. Now, what time is the drum roll when we find out who won and all this good stuff?
5 p.m. Saturday, July the 14th. In the fountain parking lot at the main stage.
Okay.
Lots of fun, noisemakers, maybe some confetti. Can't promise that. Could be.
Could be.
But lots of fun times.
Lots of fun times. All right. Well, now we haven't really talked about the music, but the music is going to be a big part of what I do starting the week of the festival. So we want you to make sure that you're tuned in 4 to 5:30, I think, is what we run when we're doing that. But all the restaurants, all the food venues are going to have places to play music.
Yeah, we have close to 50 free concerts throughout the whole weekend, 13, maybe 14, I may have counted that wrong, 13 or 14 different venues. It's all free, no cover charge, great blues music, and you're going to be talking to a lot of them that week. Julie and I both have our favorites coming back this year, so we're excited about that. Maybe we'll get to hear a little bit. We don't get a whole lot of free time, but maybe we'll make time this year just so we can hear them.
That's right.
That's right. And, of course, at the Arts Center, you're having a special event there.
Yes. On Friday evening, we have our Brews and Blues. It's one of our venues, but we also have tickets for that. If people would like to, they could purchase food and beverage. We use that a little bit for our sponsor party as well. And so our sponsors are invited, but it's a great time. And my favorite, the Navy Honkies are playing that night. So.
Yes, we know. That's why we had
my favorite is Charlie Sayles.
Charlie Sayles.
Eye patch. Awesome. He's got the sway and the harmonica, and he's just a real deal.
He's got it. In fact, I've already got his CD here.
Well, if you talk to him, tell him he's my favorite.
Okay. All right. I will tell him.
Thank you.
All right, Charlie Sayles.
I'm going to get her autograph.
I think that's not the right one. Yeah. But anyways, we have all of them. They'll be talking to us on the radio. We'll be playing their music. And starting tomorrow morning on the morning show, we're actually going to start playing a variety of the music for you to be able to start getting your favorites. Now, Sunday, what happens on Sunday? They still have some music going on Sunday, right?
Well, I was going to say we sleep, but you're talking music. Yes, Sunday, we have a blues brunch at Inn on the Square, so you can still hear some music over at the Inn on the Square and eat some yummy brunch. No barbecue. Well, they may have barbecue, but they have a great brunch over there on Sundays, but they also are going to have some blues music as well.
That's right. And was there any other place or just theirs
just the
there?
Inn.
Just the Inn on the
Inn.
Square.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, the part of the good thing about tuning in and listening during the week is finding out where people are going to be, because it's really hard. You can't, there's no way to hear all the music.
That's right.
So you want to be able to listen to your favorites and find out where they are. And I guess we have the new schedule all printed up and ready to go. Where can people get those?
They can pick those up at lots of different places. We take those around to all the uptown restaurants and the different shops and stores uptown. We've taken some out to all of the hotels, as well as the Arts Center, the Chamber of Commerce. And if you'd like some, let us know. We'll bring you some as well.
Sure, bring me some here. Okay. Now, what about Gary Irwin? You can't say enough about taking the pressure off of you, Laura, trying to come up with music here.
So fantastic.
So fantastic. I wouldn't know where to start with that. Gary, a.k.a. Shrimp City Slim, does a great job for us. We work with him beginning in January and February, because we try to have that out by April every year, and he does a great job of bringing us some great blues music. New stuff every year, always brings back favorites when we can. So, yeah, we are thankful to have Gary on board.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, is there anything else you'd like to tell the folks here? Julie Wilkie.
I think we would be remiss if we did not thank our presenting sponsor, Carolina Pride, because this event wouldn't be possible without them, and they are such a great partner and friend to the Festival of Discovery. And so if you are in the store and you're buying product and you see Carolina Pride, you should pick it up, because they're right here in our back door, and they're Greenwood. They're part of the Greenwood community, and they're a great supporter of Greenwood events.
They are a great supporter of Greenwood events, and you want to do that. And Laura, what do you have to say here at the end as we finish up here today?
I just want to invite everybody to come out in two weeks away. Tomorrow, this time in 2 weeks tomorrow, teams will start rolling in tomorrow evening. So,
and you'll not get any sleep after that.
We get a little bit of sleep. we sleep a little. We may be sleeping, standing up. You just don't know.
And we don't know it either.
We don't know it either. Everybody come up. It's a great weekend. We'll have lots of fun. And if they have any questions, they can call me at 864-942-8448 or visit our website, festivaldiscovery.com.
Well, there you go. And to close this out, I'm just going to play a little music. For Laura, I'm going to play a little Nouveau Honkies as we go towards the top of the hour. I hope you all have a great one. And don't forget, it's going to be here before you know it. So be prepared. And don't forget, this evening, 6 o'clock, will be coming up. The Army Band will be here. So at the Veterans Center. Bye-bye, everybody. Hope you enjoy the music. It's the Nouveau Honkies. There you go, Laura.
Thank you, Ann.
Thank you. I ain't looking for love. Just got over another. She left me on the dark side of blue. Now I'm feeling my oats, fixing my boat, doing whatever I want to do. My heart's still in the shop. And I forgot half of my chops, so I cut my hair, cleaned up my face. Tonight I might be a star, buy a round for the whole bar. That's why I came to this place.
In this place where some folks come together. In this place where some folks fall apart. In this place where we come out of the weather. In this place we can make a new start.
He draw my heart right in the ground. Then he rolled right out of town. Felt like he stuck a needle in my eye. He nearly blew up my world. I know white girls start seeing girls after knowing what I've learned from you guys. I had to restart my life. Now I'm working day and night, just trying to keep up with the pace. I may hit the highway soon.
Where some folks come together. In this place where some folks fall apart. In this place where we come out of the weather. In this place we can make a new start. Chances that two or three damn sales, all luck might just turn into fate. My heart is beating like a drum, and the best is yet to come. I can tell by the look upon your face that life don't get much better.